Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
This is News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You're listening to Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm just filling in for him as he's gone for the week. And I just wish you a Merry Christmas as well, by the way. So I want to get into a couple of stories here. One of them is about affordable housing initiatives. This is an ongoing issue that keeps coming up here in our area, is trying to find affordable housing. But at the same time, it's an issue that's not going to go away. You know, I think we're going to have this issue for a while. Here's the crazy thing. We were talking about affordable housing initiatives and the need for affordable housing before COVID hit, and all of a sudden prices went up 250 million%. So we were already talking about the need for affordable housing, and then prices went up even further. So it's like, okie dokie. But in the meantime, Escambia County Commissioners approved two initiatives last week expanding affordable housing. They voted to partner with Habitat for Humanity to sponsor 10 single-family homes for income-eligible households. They also authorized the transfer of 14 county-owned properties to Pensacola for workforce housing development. Escambia County will provide between $325,000 to $450,000 in sponsorships to subsidize construction costs for Habitat for Humanity. The sponsorships will range from $32,000 to $4,500, $45,000 to help keep homes affordable for qualified buyers. Then the 14 properties being transferred to Pensacola were deemed unnecessary for county purposes. And then they'll be able to use those properties to try to develop some affordable housing options. So we're constantly looking at affordable housing. Last week, we talked a little bit about the pallet homes idea. That's for the homeless, where they build these temporary shelters for the homeless out of pallets. Obviously, that's not a permanent solution for, you know, living, and that's not an affordable housing solution by any means. But there's one thing I've thought about when it comes to affordable housing, and we talked a little bit on Friday about on the wrap about urban sprawl. And to me, if you've ever been to LA, it is the epitome of everything that's wrong with urban sprawl and the lack of city planning.
Yeah,
you can either do one of two things when it comes to growth, when people are moving to your area. You can either grow out or you can grow up.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, a lot of the mentality that happens in a lot of communities, not just ours, is, well, there's a third option, Bobby. What's that? We're just not going to create developments. We're not going to allow neighborhoods to get built. We're not going to allow these types of things. We're just not going to approve growth. And then people will stop moving here. Well, that's been tried many, many times as well. And guess what happens? San Francisco-style prices. That's what happens. Because people move there anyway, and they just buy out all the people who are too poor to buy a house. And then they own, and they go, you know what? I'm not satisfied with the house I own. These houses are cheap. I'm going to buy me three or four of those. But and I'm going to outbid everybody because I can do it. But now I got to make up my mortgage. So I'm got to increase the rent. Sorry. And if you can't afford to live on with the price range that I'm putting out there, then move somewhere else. That's what's happened in communities all around the country. Whenever communities go, Well, our way of keeping, you know, growth from happening and keeping people from moving here is by just not approving neighborhoods, not approving, you know, affordable housing initiatives, just not doing those things. What happens? The housing prices just become astronomical. And so you've really come down to, look, people have discovered us. They've discovered the greater Pensacola area. They're going to keep moving here. We have two options. Allow things to keep growing out, or we can start growing up. And, you know, we have to consider when we build up, we have hurricanes. So as you build up, you know, things like that. But guess what? We can't make that as an excuse for affordable housing, because we have our beaches from here all the way to Gulf Shores lined up with these big, tall, huge, enormous buildings that are right on the water, you know? So we can't go, well, taller apartment buildings won't work, or condo buildings won't work in Pensacola. We got high winds, really. It seems to be doing just fine on the touristy areas. So I think having some sort of, the one thing I don't like is when they do put up apartment buildings all over the place in communities and they're all for rent only. Like, allow people to have some sort of ownership.
Exactly. You know? Take pride, you know?
Yeah. To take pride to be able to own it and everything. But, and I've seen other communities, well, somebody will come in and buy an apartment complex and then they'll convert it into condos. The only difference between a condo and apartment is you can own it. You're not just renting it forever. And so I think there's some other things that could happen. Now, of course, you got to have the developers who get behind it and are okay with it and things like that. But yeah, when we talk about affordable housing, that's definitely one of the things we want to look at. All right, let's get Traffic on the Fives with John Pickens. Go ahead, John.
No accidents to report to you right now. I-10, I-110 are looking good. Just seeing a minor delay if you're heading from downtown Milton into East Milton, through the East Milton area. But other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your Traffic on the Fives.
Go to our text line here. The simple fix to affordable housing: apartment rent cannot be more than the average mortgage in the area. Well, oftentimes rents are actually cheaper than mortgages. Still, even around here, they're still cheaper than mortgages. But you bring up something else, which we have seen in larger cities like New York City, which is they basically fix the rent, and it can only go up. Like they have it set in place, but they have they used to do it where basically you get the rent and it's locked in rate. It's a locked in rent price. And that's why you've got, like in places like New York City and bigger cities like this where they used to do that, there's housing that's, they're renting it, but it gets passed down from family member to family. It's still in great grandma's name. Great grandma passed away 10 years ago, but you know, great grandkids are living there in the thing, because they're keeping the rent at, you know, $325 a month.
Right.
Like, you don't get rid of that. It's prime real estate. And so you do see stuff like that. Rent control. Thank you very much. Rent control. So you have seen some communities have implementing rent control. My concern with rent control is your affordable housing situation now, it's only affordable for people who rent. There's no affordable option for people who own at that point. The idea behind rent control, though, was too, is like, well, since you can only rent for this price range, then you can't buy the property from too much. Otherwise, you'll never make your money on the rents. So it kind of keeps the housing prices down. But once again, we've seen in other communities that doesn't work. The housing prices still just skyrocket. Another text: the panhandle just flat out ignores infrastructure regardless of growth. So commissioners have something to argue about at meetings. Oh, man.
Makes for a good melodrama for Andrew.
Maybe that's, yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. I got a question for you. If you're, you don't even have to be a millionaire. Maybe you are a millionaire, maybe not. But if you're a multimillionaire, do you plan to share your wealth in your lifetime? Or do you plan to spend your wealth in your lifetime? A new study came out and basically asked multiple questions. Things like, I want to preserve my money for the next generation or others after I pass. You have other questions like, I plan to distribute a portion of my wealth after my lifetime. I plan to distribute a portion of my wealth during my lifetime. Okay, so let's take that question right there. So you're alive. You got lots of money, multimillionaire. What do you plan to do with your wealth while you're still alive, during your lifetime? For millennials, 97% say they plan to distribute.
Really?
At least a portion of their wealth.
Really?
Millennial millionaires say, I plan to distribute at least a portion of my wealth while I'm still alive. It could be to family members. It could be to charities. It could be to initiatives or whatever.
I thought that number was going to be a lot lower.
Generation X, same thing. 97% say, yeah, I plan to distribute a portion of my wealth during my lifetime. Baby boomers, not so much. 56%.
Well, you got to remember, like, their parents went through the Depression, so their parents taught them, how to live, and you might go through the Great Depression again.
Could be that. Yeah. So they definitely. Now, in contrast, 81% of baby boomers plan to have their wealth distributed post, after they pass on.
Right.
Whereas only like 51% of millennials and Generation X. Well, that's because 97% said they plan on distributing it. They're going to have less money to distribute after they pass on, right?
Right.
When you asked, I want to preserve money for the next generation, 34% of baby boomers say, I want to preserve money for my next generation. That's it, 34%. Only 32% of millennials do. That surprises me.
Yeah.
Millennials are like, future generation, they don't need my money. The highest percentage comes from the Generation X group. 45% say they want to pass money on to the next generation. So
interesting. Those are interesting numbers.
Interesting numbers, especially because these are like, this is surveys done of people who at least claim to have more than $1 million in investable assets. So they're millionaires. Survey from over 1,000 individuals. My brother lives in New York City. Mm-hmm. And after he lived there for a couple of years, I remember visiting him one time, and he and I got in this big, long conversation about the people who live in some of the wealthier parts of New York. And he was saying, he enlightened me that very, very few, like, you can't find a self-made millionaire in the high net worth areas of New York City. They're really? All trust fund families. It's literally, they've had money for generations. And that's where the high net worth areas are all trust fund babies, what we consider trust fund babies, right? They might have jobs, and they might have really good jobs. Some of them might be lawyers and financial brokers and things, but they all have trusts as their backup still. Like they still have a trust that they can always fall on at any time or whatever.
Must be nice.
And then, yes, there's many who don't work at all, and they just live 100% off the trust. Mm-hmm. But he said he was just stunned to find out how many people are in New York in the high net worth areas that are just, they live on a trust.
Wow.
It was that generational wealth that was passed down from generation to generation to generation. It's kind of crazy. All right, it is Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Here's a couple texts. I'm Bobby Rossi, by the way, not Andrew. The difference is the generation that worked for what they have. Gen Z hasn't really earned yet and think they would give it away. Text, I am by no means a millionaire, but if I ever became a millionaire because of my lifestyle, I cannot conceivably figure out a way to spend it. Yeah, that's... I actually talked to somebody. I was in a group 2 weeks ago, I think it was, and they said, if you had, a significant amount of more money that could give you a lot more free time in your life, what would you do with it? And a lot of the people were like, I'd buy this Lamborghini, I'd get this fancy house, I'd buy I'd have a condo on the beach, and I have a condo in the mountains or a cabin in the mountains, and there's all this other stuff. And I was like, honestly, I don't know if I'd change my lifestyle that much. I might get maybe, yeah, like maybe a nice RV so I could travel around a little bit nicer than what I do. And I'd probably just do more service. I'm super boring. So I don't have to tell you. Oh boy. There is millennials say that because our net worth averages $63.97 Civic and a cat. Yeah. Like, yeah, I'll definitely distribute my wealth in my lifetime. Yeah. No problem. Oh, all right. Let's go ahead and get a quick break. Just get traffic on the fives. Then we'll get a quick commercial break right here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
That's right. No accidents to let you know about right now. I-10, I-110 are flowing very smoothly, not seeing any delays either, so good news on that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
If a new Volkswagen is on your holiday wish list, there's no better time than now to sign and drive a new VW home for the holidays. Yep, the Sign and Drive event at Peakmore Imports offers you the 2025 Atlas and 2025 Atlas Cross Sport, both available for a 36-month lease with zero down payment, zero due at signing, and zero first-month payment. It's as easy as signing your name and making room under your tree or your driveway. Plus, the 2024 Tiguan and Taos crossovers are also available to sign and drive home for the holidays. And the 2024 VW Jetta SEL is now discounted a full $3,000, bringing its sale price to a low $28,451. The holidays are here, and the Peakmore Imports family wishes you and yours a very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Sign and drive is for a 36-month lease for qualified customers through PCI. Excludes tax, title, license options, and dinner fees. No security deposit. Example lease for a 2024 Tiguan S is $379 a month for 36 months. Discounts on Jetta before tax, title, and associated dealer fees. Offers valid to January 2nd, 2025.
You know, one of the things that I appreciate about Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty is they do all these little things, and all the little things add up to big differences in the results. And there's one kind of example of that that's always stuck with me that Christina told me about, is she says, look, when somebody comes and looks at one of my houses and they don't make an offer, what I do is I call the agent and I say, you know, hey, I saw the person looked at the house and, you know, didn't make an offer. What did they think? Or what didn't they like? Or, you know, what happened? And then let them talk. And they'll say, well, the price was too high. Or they'll say, I, you know, it didn't fit my family's needs. Or I didn't like the layout of the living room. Or, you know, whatever. And then what Christina learns from that is what might be the impediments that knowing this can help her sell that house in the future. Or, oh, well, we can fix that. If we fix that, would they be interested? Maybe they would be. You might even be able to turn it into a sale. I mean, that's a little thing. It's sort of obvious. Everybody should do it. But she actually does that. And it's all those little things that make for big results. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty, 723-9158.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code SECONDFREE by January 26th. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Visit Pensacola is home for all things Pensacola. I'm Darren Schaefer, CEO of Visit Pensacola. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel this week as we discuss what is next for our community.
We'll have a look at all things holiday in downtown Pensacola, including tree lights, holiday cubes, and where you can find Santa.
Santa! They have a Santa!
Thursday at 9, let us show you the way to beach on News Radio 92.3.
Local talk during your morning and afternoon drive. Local news every hour. On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Let's holla over at David Wayne in the newsroom.
Well, good morning, Bobby. The federal government is deploying some more resources now to New Jersey after all of these unknown drone sightings. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas said on ABC News this week that more personnel and technology are being sent to help New Jersey State Police as they address all of these drone sightings. The defense fund for the alleged killer of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson is apparently growing. Online fundraisers for Luigi Mangione have been started by anonymous individuals online. One of the fundraisers on crowdfunding website GiveSendGo has apparently raised over $100,000. And this one's kind of surprising. Amtrak is busier than they've ever been. They set an all-time ridership record for 2024 with almost 33 million people riding trains. That's up 15% from last year.
I saw that story that there's record high people riding trains. So very interesting as we may be getting train service at least over to Mobile. Mobile doesn't want it to go past Mobile, but might be, you know, that won't be so bad getting over there. Might get some more train service being used over here. Call Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi.
News. I'm Gianna Gelosi. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. on the Hill this week for four packed days of meetings in his push to be confirmed as HHS Secretary.
Kennedy will need to shore up support with Republicans and members of the Senate's Help Committee that oversees federal health agencies. He has been a skeptic of vaccines and overprocessed foods.
That is Fox's Jared Halpern. The Pentagon still doesn't know who's behind the drone activity near military installations, but DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says,
I want to assure the American public that we in the federal government have deployed additional resources, personnel, technology.
Mayorkas speaking on ABC's This Week. New York going to be getting some new drone detection technology. Let's try to figure out what's going on. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. It is 56 degrees right now. We've got mostly cloudy skies this morning in Pensacola. One man is dead after a shooting involving the Federal Bureau of Investigation. This happened Friday in Gulf Shores. The agency says they were serving an arrest warrant at the Colonial Grand Traditions Apartments Friday afternoon when agents encountered an armed individual. Now, there's no word if that armed person was the suspect that they were looking for. The person that was shot has not been identified. The incident is currently being reviewed by the FBI's inspection division. Gulf Shores police did say they were at the scene after the shooting, but their officers were not involved in the incident. The Escambia County Sheriff's Office investigating a shooting where a woman was hit by a stray bullet in her home on Sunday morning. That happened at Yakuma Court about 4:30 on Sunday. The Escambia Sheriff's Office says the woman was woken up by two men arguing outside of her home. She opened the door and looked outside, saw the men arguing in her driveway, then heard gunshots and immediately felt pain in her cheek. Investigators say they found narcotics and shell casings on the road outside of that home. So far, no suspects have been identified. If you have any information, you are asked to contact the Escambia Sheriff's Office or call Crime Stoppers. Wreaths were placed on gravesites at the Barrancas National Cemetery on board NAS Pensacola over the weekend. It was part of the Wreaths Across America initiative. Volunteers got together to place the wreaths. They also held a ceremony. Some of the volunteers were from the Corey Station Youth Center.
A lot of our children are military dependents, and I think it's important for them to see that there are sacrifices that go along with what their moms or their dads or their guardians do. And so it's important for them to see that it's not just putting wreaths on the gravesite, but why we're doing it, that people gave their lives and they made sacrifices.
That is Corey Station Youth Center Director Catherine James, and in total more than 2,000 volunteers were laying wreaths at Barrancas Cemetery over the weekend. Well, there's big turnout in downtown Pensacola Saturday for the Christmas parade. There were thousands of attendees lining the streets, 50 floats, 8 bands, as they all made their way down the traditional parade route. Those bands represented schools in Escambia and in Santa Rosa counties. And a lot of kids here in our area are going to have presents under the tree this Christmas, thanks to a toy distribution event that was held over the weekend. The Communities Caring at Christmas event happened Sunday. That's all put together by members here in our community. The event focuses on kids in foster care, kids in poverty and adults that have developmental disabilities. About 6,000 people are served by that event each year. It is 6:35 at News Radio 92.3. John's got a look at our traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by Dr. C Vision Care, wishing you the most festive of holiday seasons. For sunglasses and full vision services, it's Dr. C Vision Care, Highway 98 West Pensacola. Not seeing any accidents to let you know about right now, but if you're at the intersection of Cervantes and North Palafox Street heading northbound, you're going to see some congestion delays right in that area, so just be aware of that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
We are going to be seeing a mostly sunny sky day today with temperatures warming up quickly near 72 degrees for your high. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 55 degrees. Keeping the sunny weather around on that Tuesday with a high near 75 degrees. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 58 degrees. On Wednesday, small chance of rain, 20% overall. Temperatures near 75 degrees for your high. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 52. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And right now, we've got 54 degrees in Pensacola, 55 in Gulf Breeze, and 57 in 57 in Gulf Breeze and 53 in Milton. I'm sorry, got my numbers mixed up there. 6:36, our next news at 7, and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Eyezervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Eyezervay gets GA going slower.
Eyezervay or Avacincaptad Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Eyezervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Eyezervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Eyezervay today.
Eyezervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Eyezervay.com. That's Eyezervay.com.
So a couple of years ago, my wife and I were thinking about buying a Honda Odyssey, and we had about 6 months we figured left on the main gasket, head gasket for our Grand Caravan, and we just wanted to test drive an Odyssey to make sure it's what we wanted. Nobody had one. It just was the wrong age for the pre-owned certifieds, and it just was a whole mess. We couldn't find one to test drive, but we knew we wanted to make sure what we were going to buy eventually. Well, Frontier had one, and we test drove it, and we loved it. And they said, do you want to look at a price? And we didn't want to be rude and say no, so we looked at the price. And we're like, oh, that's a pretty good price. Can you come down a little bit? And they said, yes. We said, well, can you give us a day? And they said, yes. We said, can you come down a little bit more? And they said, yes. And we said, well, can we buy it? And they said, yes. I mean, it was that easy. And we wound up buying a one-year-old car with about 12,000 miles on it that had come back from an auction in Orlando because the dealership there couldn't sell it for whatever reason. And we got a great deal on an outstanding car that we have loved ever since. And we didn't go to buy a car. We just went to look at it, and we couldn't say no once we saw what they had. That's how easy it is to find good quality cars at Frontier Motors. Serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, right behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway, be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused, VoIP provider, right now offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Hi, this is Andrew McKay, and I wish you and your family a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hi, this is David Wayne, and I just want to wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hello, everyone. This is Austin Price wanting to wish you both a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
This is Chris Bryan, host of Pensacola Right Now, wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hey, this is Bobby Rossi. Happy Holidays, and I wish you and your family a Merry Christmas and a Happy
From
New
all
Year.
Of us to all of you, Merry Christmas.
Radio 92.3 with Andrew McKay. Andrew McKay is off today. If you'd like to weigh in, though, text 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. When is middle age? When would you say middle aged is?
50.
How old?
50.
50?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. That's I'd say middle age is I was thinking like 40, like there's a range. So and my range is like 45 to 55. So 50 would be right smack right dab in the middle. Yep. So that's what I would think as well. What do you think? 850-437-1620. I want to know. Text it in. Even if it's the same answer as me and John, we're going to do a little informal survey here. What is middle-aged? Well, give me a range. Because according to the Wall Street Journal, more and more people are identifying that they're in middle age right now, and stress is tough and it's hard in their 20s.
It is so tough.
Why did you laugh at their pain?
I know, but it...
How dare you laugh at their... You mock my pain. Never do it again. Yeah. According to this Wall Street Journal article... Many of these individuals today feel like they're middle-aged, closer to 20, like upper 20s, you know, like 28, 29, 30.
Oh, my 32. Goodness. Life is tough.
Middle age is 30 now, apparently.
Oh, so tough.
Middle-aged is 30. That's...
What? Yeah. Yeah. I can only go so far.
What did mama say? If you ain't got nothing nice to say,
don't say nothing at all.
Oh, 60. We got one say here's a 60. Another one text 55 to 60. So these are even higher than what you and I were saying, even.
Wow.
So we're the crazy one. Like they're like, you think middle age is in your is 48, 49, 50 years old? You child. Let's see here. Here's another one that says 45 to 50. Another one says 50, agreeing with you on that one. Here's another. I always thought middle age was usually between around 40 to 50 years old. And here's another one says middle age is 35. This one actually thought it out and gave us a middle age is 35 to 40 because that's halfway to 70 to 80, which is usually life expectancy. Okay, then.
Goodness, math this early.
Yeah, just doing the math on it. Exactly. It's 6:45 in the morning. Here's another one. Considering the average age of Americans when they die is 77.5, half of that would be 38.5. All right, I guess that's true. Here's a text says, if 30 is middle-aged now, I'll be 60 in January. I must be ancient. Middle age is a moving target as I get older. Okay, that's that I can totally agree with. I mean, how many of you have had that situation where you're just like, man, 50? Like, y'all are... and then you get to 50 and you're like, well, 50 isn't that old after all, you know? You know, did that when we were, definitely when I was younger, 20, you know, when I was 20, like, man, I'd meet somebody who's 30 years old and it was like, geez. And he definitely met somebody who's 40, like, they've lived their life.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Almost gone.
Yeah, and then you just keep on going. You're like, nah, never mind. Here's what it's... Middle age is 50 to 60. Menopause stinks. I'm sorry. I was actually talking to a friend of mine yesterday who's, I don't know, premenopausal or perimenopausal. I don't know. She's using all these terms. I kind of zoned out a little bit. But it was still... She gave me all the trials of life now that she has to deal with. I'm like, I think, I never mind. I don't have any issues. Like, we don't deal with those things, right?
Right.
Like, we're just dudes. We just kind of go through life. As a text, middle age is when you don't like when you don't like or listen to the music now played on the radio. Well, I have friends that they stopped doing that about probably 25 years old. You know, they were like, right. Where's Nirvana? Where's Pearl Jam? Where's it? And I was like, dude, music's changed. And they're like, oh, well, it's all this music, just these kids today. And they were like 25. Yeah. This is a text. Hey, I like this one. I feel better at 62 than I did at 42. All right. So middle-aged maybe is how you feel.
Relative,
instead
yeah.
of, if that's the case, then maybe these ones that are complaining saying at 28, 29 years old is middle age, maybe it is. Maybe they feel really, really bad right now. All right, let's get traffic on the fives of John Pickens.
That's right. No new accidents to let you know about right now. We're looking at I-10, I-110 or base. They're flowing smoothly, not seeing any delays to let you know about. Avalon, Highway 90 are all looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Well, since we're talking about age, let's just go ahead and do a little thing to help you feel a little bit older.
As you snap your finger.
just like that. In 2025, which is coming up in a couple of weeks, be right around the corner, here's some things that turn 10 years old. Star Wars, The Force Awakens.
10 years old?
The whole reboot, The Force Awakens. 10 years old next year.
Wow.
Yeah, with Rey and all that. Yeah. Like Uptown Funk with Mark Ronson and Bruno Mars. It was the biggest song of the year 10 years ago.
Wow.
10 years ago. Hunger Games, Mockingjay Part 2. The second Mockingjay one, it came out. Ending the Hunger Games saga 10 years ago. Like, Hunger Games was over.
Right.
10 years ago.
Can you believe that? Time's flying by crazy? Fast.
Hoverboards became a big thing 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. And that's when Apple Watches made their debut. And then, let's see here. What's some other ones? Oh, Katy Perry gave the Super Bowl halftime show 10 years ago. And that's when Left Shark ended up upstaging her a little bit. And it became the big trend, if you remember that whole ordeal.
I do.
Uh-huh. Texting was already well into its, heyday, but that's about when certain texts like eggplants and peaches started becoming a little bit more popular for certain types of texting.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it was actually 10 years ago when, Jon Stewart on his first stint hosted his final Daily Show. 10 years ago.
10?
And then Trevor Noah took over. Yeah. And then David Letterman hosted his final Late Show 10 years ago. And then, if you remember this whole ordeal, the white and gold dress, or was it black and blue dress? It was the dress, and people were like, it's white and gold. And I was like, no, it's clearly black and blue. Do you remember that whole ordeal?
Yes, I do.
Where people look at it, and the colors look different based on whatever you're... genetic mutation. I don't know if that's true. I just made the last part up.
I know.
But the I'm sticking with it.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, those were the those were all the things. Oh, and I got to throw this one out for the Swifties. 1989 tour from Taylor Swift was the highest grossing tour of the year 10 years ago. So, yeah, just in case, you know, in case you weren't feeling middle-aged, that'll help. Coming up here next, I actually have an update on COVID-19 and here in the state of Florida. So we'll talk about that coming up next right here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Find the perfect gift for every gun enthusiast at Jim's Firearms. From the precision-loving sharpshooter to the adventure-ready outdoorsman, they've got something for everyone. Equip Mr. Tactical with the latest accessories or surprise the concealed carrier with stylish options for safety and comfort. Don't forget the high-tech Target Master and the noob just starting out would greatly enjoy the Mantis shooting system. The Man Caver and the Kid at Heart will love their unique gifts too. Can't decide? Get a gift card. Jim's Firearms at the corner of Sorrento and Blue Angel Parkway.
Whether you're planning ahead or in need of immediate assistance, end-of-life planning can present one of life's greatest challenges.
What needs to be done, how to do it, or even where to start.
You'll want a caring expert to help. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. as West Florida Cremations answers the many questions. Tomorrow at 10 a.m. on Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
This is Hill Kelly Dodge wishing you a safe holiday season. Remember, please don't drink and drive.
Hi, this is Joe with Peden Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical wishing you a very comfortable holiday season.
This is Barry Cole at Beret Jewelers wishing you a safe holiday season. Remember, please don't drink and drive.
Hi, everybody. This is Sonia Duca with Trinity Wellness of Pensacola and now in Pace. And we just want to wish you a very happy holiday. And we're just thinking of all of you. Bye. Happy holidays.
Hi, this is David Wayne, and I just want to wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
From all of us to all of you, Merry Christmas.
One threw a party in the county jail. The prison band was there, they began to wail. The band was jumping and the joint began to swing. You should have heard this knocked out jailbird sing. Let it rock. Everybody let it rock.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody in old
cell block. I love the old Elvis right there. It is Pensacola Morning News with Andy McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. So, COVID, you know, COVID had kind of ramped up a little bit this year. Had a little bit of a spike of COVID this past year. I knew a few people that got COVID. I'm actually still dealing with a situation. She just turned 22 last month, but my 22-year-old daughter got COVID in June as it was kind of going around. Mm-hmm. And this time, it affected her worse than it did another time she got it. She's still dealing with what they're deeming to be COVID-induced illnesses. So she doesn't have long COVID. I know a lot of people still dealing with that, by the way. Yeah. I know a lot of people dealing with the long COVID stuff with the constant brain fog and still have fatigue and things like that. But no, she has COVID-induced illnesses, including an autoimmune disease that we're still trying to figure out what exactly it is.
Mm-hmm.
She was just diagnosed with POTS syndrome a couple months ago that they said it's from COVID. And they've been seeing POTS, and POTS is a heart condition. So now she's on beta blockers and things. It's crazy.
It is.
Well, we look at this and go, well, you know, COVID's died down and stuff. Well, in the state of Florida, this past year alone, we're not even done with the year yet, but this past year, we had almost 5,800 deaths from COVID.
Really?
In the state of Florida this past year. Yep. Yeah. So
still dealing
obviously
with it.
Obviously, that's significantly less than it was during the height of COVID, but that's still pretty high.
Still, it's
almost 6,000 deaths from COVID. And so, it's still affecting a lot of people. That's, you know, that's obviously still no. I mean, because back during the height of COVID, we were talking about over 20,000 individuals mm-hmm. who were dying a year in the state alone. And then even after it kind of died down, it was still 8,000 deaths. So we're still coming, we're coming down on the deaths. But what I'm seeing is a lot of people being affected by long COVID, as well as situations like my daughter. When the doctors said, well, we think this might be COVID induced.
What?
I was like, what?
Yeah.
What do you mean COVID induced? And they're like, well, we're seeing this more and more, especially with younger people. And yes, they are seeing that some of this stuff might be from the shot. It's not just COVID induced. Oh. It could also be the COVID shot induced. And they're just like, it's just a mess. They're still trying to figure out if the adverse effects are worth it for a younger generation, mm-hmm. Versus the actual COVID. And it's just such a bizarre disease because it just seems to affect people differently based on your genetic makeup. Right. I know somebody who's 80 years old. She got COVID and she was like, it was like the sniffles. No big deal.
and it's right.
Like, so it's a bizarre thing. Let's get traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
Brought to you by the Watson Law Firm. If you've been injured in a car accident, visit WatsonFirm.com. Not seeing any new accidents on the big board right now as we look at I-10, I-110. They're looking good. See a minor delay at 9 Mile and Highway 29 at that intersection. But other than that, traffic is rolling smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Yeah. Got a couple of texts rolling in here. Was it from COVID or from the vaccine? And it says, I've seen a lot of what you're talking about from the vaccine. And I've actually talked to the doctor specifically about that because unfortunately my daughter did get the vaccine mm-hmm. despite my warnings to not do so. She wanted to go on a cruise and the cruise said you had to have a shot. So she thought it was worth it. But the doctor said the doctors are seeing it from both. Mm-hmm. They're like, sometimes it's from the shot. Sometimes it's because you got COVID. Here's another text. My brother just got COVID. He is 1.5 year kidney transplant recipient with autoimmunity issues and ended up being on IV infusion for 2 weeks. COVID is definitely not over. Yep, exactly. Mm-hmm. It's something else. All right. It is Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. I'm Bobby Rossi, not Andrew. Andrew's off. Here's an interesting thing. By looking at data from more than 20,000 older adults over a 30-year period, researchers found 3 lifestyle factors that outweigh others as it pertains to preventing dementia.
Really? Interesting.
Yeah. Here they are. Not having a hobby, being obese, and being sedentary after the age of 60 were the 3 biggest factors. And once again, they studied data of over 20,000 older adults, and they covered it over a 30-year period. This is not some sort of fly-by-night, like, hey, so do you do this? Like, 30-year period, 20,000 older adults, and they found those 3 things were the main things. Pick up a hobby, don't be obese, and don't be sedentary after the age of 60. Well, I think pickleball is helping with that whole thing.
Yeah,
I do. It's the revolution of the older generation. If you're over the age of 60, I started learning pickleball about 2 months ago.
You did.
It's fun. I do. I gotta admit, it's a pretty cool thing. I do it with my kids.
Oh, and we should have did it right here in the studio.
We should have just did it in the studio.
Yeah, okay, I know.
Just set up something. That's true.
Or right.
Set up in the parking lot.
There's no equipment or anything that we need to worry about.
No. We can set up in the parking lot.
Oh, okay.
We'll set up a, yeah.
Okay.
And just during commercial breaks, run out there real quick and just pickleball it up.
There we go.
And yeah. We maybe need to cut a door into the studio right there. So we can just go right there in that parking lot right there. Right behind you.
Right. I'll have to move my car. But
there's hardly ever cars parked right there. You have to move your car. Your car's in the pickleball court right now.
I know.
So we got to deal with that. They also found that Americans who lived in the South are more likely to develop the condition of dementia.
It's all the grits.
What? It's the grease. I was thinking it was the bacon grease.
Oh, well, that too. I'll give you that one too.
I think that has to go back to the obesity factor that they had. Mm-hmm. We like our food down here, you know what I mean? All right, it's Pensacola Morning News. Andrew McCann, Bobby Ross.